the thing that you used to pound nails with?
Oh, mallet? Or a hammer?
All right.
We used to use a mallet a lot in, using a froe. You know what a froe is?
I'd like you to explain it.
Back then, before they had shingle mills, they made their shingles or boards that they put on the roof, made a roof, and they would cut the wood in blocks and then split them, and they'd use a froe to split them thin, kind of like a shingle. And they'd put them on the buildings, and they'd have a mallet to wooden mallet to this froe was iron, and you'd put it.
How large was the head of the froe?
Huh?
How large was the head of the froe?
Well, it wasn't too large, but if you could have different sized mallets too. But one big mallet that I remember we used to have, my stepfather made the mallets out of wood. He'd cut them, leave a place about a foot. He'd use that to split rails with. And split wood too, when you had a big piece of wood that you wanted to split. And they had a sawbuck that saw wood. Sawbuck was what held the wood while you sawed it.
I'm going to ask you that later on, but I'll ask you now. suppose it was made like this, what would you call it?
Sawbuck.
And suppose that you put lumber on it to saw, and what was made like this, what would you call that? A carpenter has to have them in order to put boards on so he can saw them. They're an A-frame like this. You put the board on top.
Wasn't a vise?
No.
Vise holes.
Right. A sawbuck is built like this. You put the log in there, right? Now, suppose it's this way, with a support in between here, like that.
I believe I or someone. What's that?
It's like this. I'm sure you have
make a pot of pattern?
And it's just like this. And you put the lumber on top like this.
Oh,
Carpenter's
horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. There are two different names, right?
Let's see.
You never described a carpenter's horse as a sawbuck, right?
Yeah, I have seen them.
Is that right?
Heard them call that. They'd have to have two to put the lumber across.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now, on a buggy, you have to back the horse in between the what to hook him up to the buggy?
Mm-hmm. I know what they are. Wait a minute. Let's see. What are those things called? I can't think of them.
I've got some other questions. Maybe you'll come back.
Yeah, maybe I'll think of it.
In a wagon wheel, would you, the different parts of a wagon wheel, do they come back to you? Let's start with the axle. And around the axle?
It's a hub.
A hub, and then out of the hub come the
spokes.
And then what are the spokes?
Rim.
Rim? And what's on top of the rim?
Usually it was a steel piece that went all the way around. Let's see, would you call it the wagon wheel?
The tire?
Tire, yeah. Uh-huh.
Steel tire.
Mm-hmm.